great morning to you, you, and you. For the Bible declares how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. I'm so thankful that you join me on this morning, wherever you may be around the globe, wherever you may find yourself. Truly, it is sweet to know that we behold the light, that we can still see and still have the activity of our beings. And a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. That's a blessing within itself to know that God has kept us thus far. And we should rejoice, for the Bible tells us to rejoice in all things. Not some things, not the things that we think we like. He said rejoice in all things. Even the things that we don't like, we have to rejoice in them. Even when things seem hard, we have to rejoice in it. Because regardless, God is still the controller of all things. He is the controller of all things. And in the midst of what we go through, when we go through it, or how we go through it, we got to know that we are not going through it by ourselves. If we put it in the Master's hand, it's going to be put in His hand and taken care of properly. A lot of times we try to handle things. A lot of times we get upset about things. A lot of times we make things harder than it needs to be if we just learn to put it in the Master's hand. Are you willing to put it in His hands? Or you still want to carry and make a mess out of it? Put it in the Master's hand and leave it there. Put it in His hand and leave it there. Because in the midst of our impulses, in the midst of all the risks that we take, if we don't take it with God and know that He in the center of our, He's the focal point of our movement, we're going to make a mess. And we got to answer to God for every single thing. We got to answer for everything. And even Ecclesiastes 12 says, for God shall bring every work into judgment. God will bring every work into judgment. Whether it was done in secret, or whether it be good or evil, God's going to bring every last bit of it into judgment. In the midst of what we go through, in the midst of what we do, because a lot of times we don't think nobody holds us down or we don't have to answer to anybody, but yes, we do. We have a Creator. And His final word is going to be what He say, because He weighs, He examines, and He arranges everything that be done in our life to be done properly as He declared. And if we don't do it according to Him, who are we doing it to? He's the great shepherd, the sovereign Father. He's the sovereign Father. God will bring everything that we do out into the open, and He will judge it according to its hidden intent. If you got hidden intent, guess what? He's going to expose it. He's going to reveal it. Because God does things. He don't do things to embarrass His children. He does it in the secret place first. Are you willing to get it together in the secret place? Because if you're not willing to get it together in the secret place, then I got to show you you. And I'm not only going to show you you, but I'm also going to show you to the world, to others, because you haven't been listening. Everything that we do, God is going to bring it into the open and judge it according to its hidden intent, whether it's good or evil. And our last and final words, our last and final authority on this side of the earth is simply fear God. Do what He tells you to do. Not according to man, but according to God. That He be glorified. He said, whatever you do, do it heartily unto God, not unto man. God has not answered every problem in life, but he has commanded man to live joyfully. He has commanded for us to live responsibly. He has commanded that we live wisely according to his word. And then the book of James said, if you lack wisdom, ask God, he gives it liberally. So if you lack in wisdom, it's because you didn't ask God for wisdom. The controlling factor of all of this should be the fear of God. Are we fearing God? Submission to him and his revelation. Or are we still trying to fear man and then run with our own revelation? Whether it be good or evil, God is going to judge it. How are you wanting to be judged in the end? What are you wanting God to say in the end? How you want God to, as you stand before him, to look at you? And what will he say when he look at you, when this life is over, said and done? If you have been tuning in, we have been talking about walking in your authority. Walking in your authority. Not somebody else's authority, but walking in your authority. And in the midst of us walking in our authority, we got to know what we possess and how to use what we have that God has given us to walk in our authority. If I look at any chapter on today, and for you that's new to the podcast, thank you for tuning in. This is Mental and Love Notes 101 with your girl, Prophetess CL Suz. And we have been talking, whether it's a replay, whether you tuning in from podcast or the YouTube channel, we have been talking about walking in your authority. And this will be series 5 on today, walking in your authority. And as if I think of anything, it'll be the scripture in Matthew where it talks about that Jesus cleansed the temple. How Jesus saw things, he went in to the temple of his Father. And what he saw when he went in, it kind of really upset Jesus, is that he was furious of what he was seeing. People selling and buying in the house of God. Money changers in the house of God. People selling doves and other sacrifices in the house of God. All this was going on in the house of God. Things that was not supposed to go on in the house of God. Folks was more worried about selling and so worried about getting a dollar than they were about souls and the healing that the house was supposed to be represented. In the midst of all this, this was an indication of the disdain of the corruption organized by some of the religious leaders who lack purity of life and the power of God. They wasn't really serious about what Jesus had come to do. But Jesus knew that he could not tolerate such gross perversion in the temple of God. And it didn't just say part of the temple. The whole temple was corrupt. The whole temple. Money changers. They were paying temple dues that could be paid only in sacred coinage. They were doing all these things in the house of God. The sustain became a source of almost what you see as extortion. Extortion of those who were in high places. The families of these high priests who personally controlled all this that was going on in the house, because nobody would just go in and do it. But they were doing it because the high priest was doing it. The whole atmosphere was conducive to this extortion rather than the execution of Holy Spirit. But then Jesus began to say, it is written that my house shall be called the house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves. It's written. It's written that his house shall be called a house of prayer. What have you made God's house to be? What have you walked in the temple to try to control and gotten other people subject to you rather than the master himself? And even in the midst of that going in the temple, this is where your authority takes place. Because even in the midst of Jesus walking into that temple and first setting order in the temple, he had to set order. It said there was a blind man. It said the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. When Jesus walked in his authority, and when he began to clean out the temple that was going on with all this corrupt and this perverted stuff that was going on in the temple, Jesus had to clean it out before the healing even took place. These guys was already in the temple, but they didn't receive. The blind and the lame was already in the temple. It didn't say that they came in the house. It said, and the blind and lame came to him. He was already in the temple. So that lets me know they was in the temple too. But they didn't get what they needed because too much foolery was going on. We look for miracles and we look for signs and wonders. And God, we need for you to show us signs and wonders. And God said, I need you to clean the temple. Clean the temple. Even our own temples. If you're waiting for God to heal you, if you're waiting for God to deliver you, if you're waiting for God to do this, what he does, not by power nor by might, but by his spirit. If you're waiting on him to do that, he said, I need for you the temple to be clean. This inner temple. Not only the sanctuary, but the inner temple. What's going on that God don't want to be going on in that temple? And it didn't just say that Jesus sent them away and told them to come back and you'll be healed, or go home and you'll be healed. No, it said he healed them right then and there. So much so that the same ones that was in there doing all that distortion, the same one that was in there doing all that selling, the same one that was in there doing all that stuff that God didn't call them to do, that even in the midst, when Jesus began to heal these guys, they said that they was ignited. They was furious. Why is it that you wasn't furious about, or why wasn't that you upset by the simple fact that you were in the house of God selling and these people in here suffering, but you upset and now somebody received their healing? And it took the children to cry out and say, oh, Hosanna, the Son of David. And they were sore displeased that even the children began to call him a name that was high above their name. upset. But Jesus said, if you won't praise me, the babes will. That's why he said, even in the word of God, he said, hear thou not these young ones calling you this and you don't correct them. No. Have you not heard? Have you not read? Oh, Jesus loved to hit them with that one. Have you not heard or have you not read? You're the high priest. You're supposed to be the rabbis of the law. You're supposed to be these great, awesome teachers. You're doing all this stuff, but evidently you forgot. Have you not read that out of the mouth of babes and suckling thou shalt have perfected praise? Because if you won't praise me, then the babies will. The babies understood what they understood the assignment of Jesus. They understood that he came in and healed, cleaned up the temple, walking in his authority. He cleaned up the temple. Yeah, he had to flip over some tables to show folks, I'm not playing with you. It's time out for that foolishness. It's getting too late in the evening for that. Don't come in my Father's house with that. You may have your issues and you may have your problems, but when you come in the house of God, you're subject to him. You're subject to worshiping him. You're subject to praising him. Not sitting there like somebody owe you something. Folks can't even worship God because they feel like somebody owe them something. If at some point we need to put aside our feelings, leave them at home, and when we come in and enter into God's kingdom, we come in with a grateful heart. Yeah, I might have went through that when I left the house, but I come into Father's house and I have a great heart, grateful heart. A grateful heart because he has done great things for me. Things that I couldn't have done for myself. And so when Jesus walked in that temple, he began to clean up some stuff. He began to, what looked like a disarray, but he was organizing some stuff. He was walking in his divine authority. So much so, after he cleaned up the temple, he had to clean it up first before the healing took place. A lot of times we want healing and miracles and signs of wonder to take place, and we don't want to clean up nothing. But God said, you got to clean it up first. Clean up the temple, and then other things will flow, and it will follow. Too much is going on in the house of God, and people don't walk in their authority. God said, I'm giving you the authority. What you want me to do? I done given you the authority. I gave you the keys. I done told you to bind and told you to loose. I done told you what you need to do. And here they come, doing everything against the word of God. Saying everything against the word of God. Folks will get up in the front of the church house, say foolish stuff, and know it don't have nothing to do with scripture. Man-made revelation. It ain't sound doctrine, it was found doctrine. It found from their own mindset, their own intellect. But in the midst of it all, God said, when you walk in your authority, healing will take place, deliverance will take place, salvation will take place. Brokenness will take place. God will bring everything that we do out into the open and judge it according to his hidden intent. I don't care what it is. Whether it's good or evil, it's going to come out. And we can see by the story in Matthew, I think it was around Matthew chapter 20, 21, one of them. In the midst of what was going on in that temple, Jesus saw their hidden intent and he dealt with it. So much so that then it said that the lame and the blind came to him and were healed. That's all they came to the house for, was for healing, deliverance. I need a word. I need a word from God. I need this rhema word from God. Not you telling me what you got going on and how you feeling about this one and that one and what they said about you. I can care less about that. Not that I'm being insensitive, but I need a word from the master himself. I need a touch from the master himself. I need to know that I've been in the presence of the Almighty in spite of what I'm going through. That when I leave, I won't leave the same. These people coming in the temple in and out. In and out. I can't even get a word because you still over there trying to sell. I can't even get a word because you over there still trying to push your agenda. I can't even get a word because you over there trying to push a line. Or you can't get healed because unless you pay a fee for a line. No, God said, that is not me. That's not how I operate. All the good that Jesus had done, all the good that Jesus had pursued, even when the time he was on this earth, people were thinking why he calling him witch, calling him a sorcery, call him, didn't he think that what he was doing was true and right? But in the midst of it, you saw it, that you might have not liked him, you might have hated him, but you couldn't deny the fact that power was within him. And even in the midst of him doing the things that he did on the earth, they still try to bewitch, call him Beelzebub. You call him everything beside a child of God. You call him everything beside a son of man. King of kings and Lord of lords. Yet he was doing everything. And then you try to say that he could have got paid for all that he had done. And he could have been a rich person on earth. Jesus didn't come for that. He came to give people the word. And what they needed. Not try to be greedy. He had everything. It's the humans. And our mindset. That we have come now to think that everything is supposed to be about a dollar. Yes, God did tell us in Ecclesiastes that money answers all things. But pursue God first. That's why Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything else will be added. Everything else you need will be added. Everything else you desire will be added. He said, I'll give you your heart desire if you stay faithful to me. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent of anything. If he said it, he's good at it. That's a cashier's check. You can take it to the bank, and I promise you, you'll get it cashed. God's promise is yes and amen. He already said yes because he wrote it. All you have to do is agree with him and say amen. What have he told you? How have he told you to walk in your authority? What have you allowed to go on in your life that God said you got to clean it up because I gave you the authority to do it? Yeah, you can't change your life. Only God can change it. But he said, even in the midst of you, he said, transform the renewing of your mind. You got the power to renew your mind. What are you renewing it with? What are you renewing it on? Because I'm like this. If it's not according to the word of God, I don't want to hear it. If you can't give me scripture, a lot of times, and don't take me as being non-empathetic, because I'm very empathetic, I'm very, you know, sincere, I'm very sympathetic with people, but at the same time, when you keep going over the same problem over and over and over, at some point, I want to hear a solution. What is the solution to the problem? Don't come keep giving me your doubts, your fears, and all that. Yeah, get it out, vent, do what you need to do. But at some point, mentally, I need to know what problem or what kind of solution are we, because we are all solution oriented with great Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is dwelling in us to help us on this journey of life. So now that you have talked about the situation, you got it out, you prayed about the situation, and in prayer is a communication between you and the Father, not just you throwing all your mess on him, but at some point listening to the solution that he will give you. Now, what is the solution to that problem? Because if you didn't give it to God, you still holding on to it, and you still battling it, and you still upset about it. What is the solution? What is the solution? Yeah, we talked about it, we fussed about it, we cried about it, we did the protocol that we needed to do, but now what is God saying? What is God saying? Because we all, and I'm putting myself in there, and I'm being transparent at this very moment, we have all found ourselves wanting to hold on to a situation, wanting to get mad about a situation, wanting to fuss about a situation, but in the midst of it all, and because even, let me tell you something, this is how the enemy comes. He's so subtle. Because even when you think you overcome that, here comes something else similar to it to kind of get you thinking like, what? What? Folks will make you try to question what God told you, but then you got to turn around and say, what? That didn't make sense what you just told me. Your authority, hear me and hear me clearly. Your authority would allow you to address what you heard. And the power and the authority of Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost boldness, that dunamis power, Holy Ghost power. God will allow you what you heard and you knew it wasn't right. It wasn't according to scripture. Now deal with it. I need for you to expose it. I need for you to expose this that was said in the house of God that wasn't right. Because once we do that, God said everything, the healing, the deliverance, these guys were healed immediately. These guys were healed immediately. Suddenly. Instantaneously. Once Jesus went in there and cleaned up what he needed to clean up and walked in his authority as he ought. Because he was over those high priests. They might have been high priests, but he was higher than them priests. He was almost like the superiority over them. Because sometimes we go to people and even on our jobs, we feel like, oh, I'm sitting here with this manager or this supervisor or this boss. Because let me tell you something, a good leader won't be a manager, supervisor, or boss. They're going to lead. But when you're dealing with these low-level mindsets, the low-level mindsets that's in the form of supervisors, bosses, and managers, they don't know how to lead. But even in that, there is somebody over them. There's always somebody over them. There's somebody always over us. So even when you find yourself in a situation, even when you find yourself in a dilemma, there's somebody over that person. Go to them. Use your authority. Stop being afraid and go to them. Something is not going right on the job, in the marketplace, wherever you may be in the community, there's somebody over them. There's always somebody over the next one. Walk in your authority. In the reverence of God, in the authority of God, in the boldness of God, walk in your authority. Too much foolishness is going on, and the sun is slowly going down. Time is soon to wind up. And when it's all said and done, when God, you stand before God, what will he say about you? What will he say about you? Will he say you walked in your authority? Or will he say you walked in fear? Well done is more than just living this life. It's about what you did, when you did it, and how you did it. Whether it was good intents or bad intents, God said, I'm going to judge it. Make sure when he judge you, you're doing according to what he told you to do. Nothing more, nothing less. Because when you have executed what God told us to do, we leave the consequences to him. But we take him at his word that all things will work together for them that love him and called according to his purpose. Because we love him. Walk in your authority, good people. And watch God move on your behalf in whatever area you need. When you cleanse the temple, whether your natural temple or your spiritual temple, God will take care of the rest. You can bank on that. You can bank on that. All right, good people, this is your girl, Prophetess C.L. Suggs with Mental and Love Notes 101. I thank you all for joining me on this day, night, wherever you may be around the globe. I thank you and I appreciate you. We are having on this Friday night at 6 o'clock, we are having our prayer call. If you know someone who's in need of prayer, or you know somebody that told you to pray for them and you want someone to touch and agree with you, join the prayer line. you want to find that number, you can find it on the website at www.crcinternationalministries.com and subscribe to the website so you can stay abreast of everything that's going on. Pray peace and blessings be upon you. May the God of our salvation face shine upon you. All right, good people, this is your girl.